It's Monday, July 31st, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Charlie Gard, the 11-month-old infant with a rare disease who captured the world's attention, died last Friday around 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time after he was removed from his ventilator, reports LifeSite News. Listen to my special report immediately following today's newscast. Reince Priebus is out as President Donald Trump's chief of staff. Lieutenant General John Kelly, Trump's Secretary of Homeland Security, will take the reins in the White House. Charles Krauthammer offered this analysis on Tucker Carlson Tonight on the Fox News Channel.
Priebus is a good man, but he was over his head. He was not a confidant of the president. He didn't have the authority that you needed. People went around him. We are getting what we needed, which is somebody who will be the gatekeeper, somebody who will restore some kind of order, somebody who will be the authority. If anybody can do it, it'll be Kelly. Everybody's going to have to go through the chief of staff, we hope. Then we are going to have something that resembles a reasonable chain of command.
President Donald Trump has now threatened to cancel some of the lawmakers' precious health care benefits unless they come back to the table and pass a GOP health care bill, reports the Wall Street Journal. In addition, Trump has threatened to stop reimbursements to insurance companies. The next set of payments, which total millions of dollars for insurers, is due in 3 weeks. Perplexingly, the U.S. State Department legal team has removed the word genocide from speeches and official documents that describe the Islamic State's actions against Christians, Yazidis, and other religious minorities. The Washington Free Beacon published a report that Nina Shea, the former commissioner on the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, said that Richard Visick, the State Department's acting legal advisor, made the decision to make the change. She said, quote, "I do not think for a minute it's a bureaucratic decision. It's ideological," unquote. Ironically, former Secretary of State John Kerry, no friend to the Christian cause, declared that Christians were indeed the victims of genocide at the hands of ISIS in March of 2016. To his credit, President Donald Trump is discontinuing the Obama administration's funding of dozens of sex education programs, which actually sanction teen fornication, reports the Christian Post. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, $213 million will be stripped from 81 organizations 2 years early. According to the Office of Adolescent Health website, there is either little change in the sexual activity of teens after attending these programs, or an actual increase in sexually risky behaviors among teens. 1 Corinthians 6:18 warns, "Flee from sexual immorality." Almost 2 years ago, Samantha nearly destroyed the lives of her unborn twins in an abortion. A college student at the time, she took the abortion drug RU486 and quickly regretted it. The Pennsylvania woman shared her story recently with ABC 27 News. Thanks to doctors who treated her with an innovative new abortion pill reversal procedure, Samantha has 2 healthy 1-year-old twins today. Anyone who has taken the first abortion pill and wishes to stop the abortion is urged to immediately visit the website abortionpillreversal.com or call the Abortion Pill Reversal Hotline at 877-558-0333. Neil Harmon, CEO of the content filtering company VidAngel, is on a mission to help families enjoy the best Hollywood has to offer while tuning out the worst, like sex, profanity, and violence. The company unveiled a new filtering service for Netflix and Amazon Videos nearly 7 weeks ago to overwhelming demand, reports Christian Headlines. In the first 30 days, the $7.99 per month service had, quote, "over 5 times the number of subscribers we had hoped to have," unquote. While VidAngel helps Christian users and parents filter out specific objectionable content for themselves and their children, it does not take into account overall worldview. Philippians 4:8 warns, "Brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. After signing a five-year, $125 million contract in late June to become the highest-paid quarterback in NFL history, Oakland Raiders quarterback Derek Carr pledged to tithe 10%, or $12.5 million. Carr says he has tithed regularly since his college days at Fresno State, where he received a $700 stipend each semester as part of his scholarship package. Stay tuned for my Charlie Gard special report immediately following today's newscast. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, July 31st, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. As promised now, my special report. Charlie Gard's mother, Connie, said, quote, "Our beautiful little boy has gone," unquote. Charlie Gard's father, Chris, spoke from his heart as well.
"To Charlie, we say, Mummy and Daddy, we love you so much. We always have and we always will, and we are so sorry that we couldn't save you. Sweet dreams, baby. Sleep tight, our beautiful little boy. We love you."
Charlie had a rare mitochondrial disease. His parents, Chris Gard and Connie Yates, raised more than $1.5 million to transfer him to the U.S. for experimental treatment. But Great Ormond Street Hospital, backed by English and European courts, insisted that Charlie's life support should be pulled against his parents' wishes, reports LifeSite News. Pope Francis and President Trump both publicly expressed their support of the Guards. Trump said he'd be, quote, "delighted," unquote, to help Charlie. Chris and Connie delivered more than 350,000 pro-Charlie signatures on a petition to the hospital. Members of European Parliament had demanded Charlie be allowed to receive care. They ended their legal battle on July 24th and lamented, quote, "a whole lot of wasted time," unquote, that could have been used to help Charlie before his muscles further deteriorated. Then, Great Ormond Street Hospital refused to accommodate Chris and Connie's final wish that they be allowed to bring Charlie home to die. Listen to Charlie Gard's father.
"We can't even take our own son home to die. We've been denied that. Do you not think we've been put through enough?"
Notably, Charlie's government-appointed lawyer, who was supposed to argue on his behalf in court, was a euthanasia activist. She argued Charlie's parents should be excluded from key meetings with doctors. In addition, the hospital actually tried to block clergy from visiting Charlie to pray with him and criticized, quote, "a world where only parents speak and decide for their children," unquote. Charlie was baptized. His parents have said they hope to start a foundation to ensure this never happens again. There's nothing great about the Great Ormond Street Hospital. May King David's prayer found in Psalm 55, 9-11, come to pass in London and in every locale where the doctors refuse to champion the medically vulnerable. Lord, confuse the wicked, confound their words. For I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they prowl about on its walls. Malice and abuse are within it. Destructive forces are at work in the city. Threats and lies never leave its streets. Vice President Mike Pence said, quote, "saddened to hear of the passing of Charlie Gard. Karen and I offer our prayers and condolences to his loving parents during this difficult time," unquote. Charlie Gard's life and death has triggered a worldwide debate about parental rights, medical ethics, and the sanctity of human life created in God's image. It's our prayer that Charlie's legacy would not be squandered by those in both the medical profession and the general population whose hearts have grown cold and consciences have become seared to the quiet but unmistakable voice of God. This has been a special report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.